Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Luke Broadwater of the Sun City Hall Bureau. Luke, interesting times in City Hall. It almost sounds like Republicans in Washington talking about shutting down the city government. Is this real or what's going on here?
Absolutely, it's real. The city council president, Jack Young, and the chair of the budget committee, Helen Holden, sat down with me yesterday, and they pledged that they will not pass the mayor's budget if she does not restore more than $4 million for after-school funding that was funded last year. And if they don't pass the budget by June 26th, so in a couple weeks, by law, the city would not have a funded budget for next year, would not have financing to run the government, and they would need to figure out some way to manage.
Is there a way for the city to scramble the way they do in D.C.? And what does the mayor say about all of this?
Well, the mayor says her budget director, Andrew Klein, is going to continue to meet with the council and try to reach a resolution here before the end of the month. This is untested here. We wouldn't know what would happen if it comes to this where there is no budget for the next year. I assume it would be similar to what happens in D.C., where certain essential jobs continue to function and perhaps non-essential employees have to take a furlough or there have to be some services canceled. We know some other cities in the country have gone through the same thing. And Helen Holden, the budget chairwoman, said that she believed the mayor would have to figure it out, would have to maybe do some furloughs, would have to perhaps halt some collection services. And the mayor did come up with the money last year. In a $3 billion budget, can you find $4 million in cuts and then reallocating things? Probably. Although it's a small amount of money, it's one that has a lot of symbolic value, I think. Politically, it's important to stand up for children in the mind of Jack Young and Helen Holden. To the activists, I think they really believe it does help children. You got about 2,500 students that use these after-school programs and six community schools that use these programs. So if you're a kid and your after-school program isn't going to be around because of this lack of funding, then that may have a big impact to you. And so the activists feel like this is something to go to war over, so to speak.
Is this the money that the mayor put in the budget after the Freddie Gray disturbances?
That's right. So last year, right around the time that there was the unrest in Baltimore, the mayor added in $4.2 million on top of a $6 million in funding for after-school and community school programs. This year, they decided they couldn't fund that again. They removed that $4.2 million and actually used that money for the regular school system, the Baltimore City Public Schools. And the activists said that 2,500 kids are going to not have their after-school programs now, and so they're very concerned about that. That's the crux of the fight. The mayor says this is one that was one-time funding. It wasn't meant to be every year. The activists said these programs rely on that funding, and you need to fund it every year, or else we're going to continue to rally and agitate and put pressure on you, and that's just what they're doing.
Well, we'll see how it all turns out. And Luke, thank you so much for your report.
Thank you.
For Luke Broadwater, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.